From caps to tees and from bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Let's do another Tech Tuesday, shall we? Why? Because, well, it's Tuesday. Don't need much more of a reason than that, apart from it's really interesting usually. And Stephen Sykes joins me for this Tech Tuesday again. Hi, Stephen. Good to see you.
Hey, how you doing? I knew there was a reason I was talking to you today. And as you've pointed out, it's because it's Tuesday.
So do you just connect up with me out of, like, I don't know, you've been programmed. You don't even think about it. It's like, before you know it, you're connecting with me and you're trying to work out why again. And then I come on, introduce you, and it reminds you, and then we're all good again.
Well, I'm pretty much one of those wind-up monkeys with the smashing cymbals, and someone puts the key and winds me up, and then I go off for half an hour until the key runs down.
The spring uncoils.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start as we always do. Let's get into the feedback. Who have we heard from this week? Stephen?
So somebody has asked for a little bit of advice. You may have already discussed these, but my daughter wants to buy her dad a Bodywell chip for his cell phone. I hope he's not listening because now he might find out.
Sorry, no, this is not a personal one from you, isn't it? You're not referring to this is
no,
who's written in, right? I got you. Yep.
Just wondering what Stephen's thoughts are on these. Do they actually work? So I won't say your name, Cheryl, in case that gives you away. Oops, my bad.
Yeah.
I can't say yes or no. It's not one of those kind of scenarios. It might work. It may not work. You pays your money. You takes your chances. You could have this scenario where you get short-term gain, but long-term it doesn't work out. It's you can't categorically say yes or no, I'm afraid. That's probably not what you were wanting to hear. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. A bit like Blue Shield. I know of a couple of people who've had those Blue Shield devices, and they've worked for a while at first, and then probably not because the devices stopped working, but it's just that from the human perspective, they stop feeling the positive effects.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So someone has pointed out quite rightly, 350 approximate road deaths, but 700 plus suicides in climbing. What really needs addressing?
We need a road to zero, maybe on the other thing.
Yes, road to zero on the other thing. Here's an item of feedback that I thought was quite telling. So, good morning. Interesting show this morning regarding the cameras in supermarkets. I'm a supplier to the foodstuff supply chain, and recently they sent us a message saying the cameras are going into some of the supermarkets for trial because from 2020 up until now, the crime issue in the supermarkets has escalated to more than 48% above normal. I find that interesting as the time zone they've chosen happens to coincide with the COVID era, when there were a lot of argy-bargy in the supermarkets because the unvaccinated were ostracized, picked on and chucked out. Just saying.
No, I think that there's definitely a connection there. And
yes,
to leverage off that, to basically create a plausible deniability, let's say, to have those things become normalized, leveraging off that where so many people were abused and put in a difficult position, I think that's disgusting.
It is. You know what happens when you back a tiger into a corner, don't you?
Exactly.
As they say.
I wonder if things have settled down now. Probably have.
Well, you know what they say? You can produce statistics to prove anything. 75% of all people know that. Moving on.
Yep.
Hey, Tech Tuesday, my phone, Apple, used to show a tiny 4G symbol. This is no longer there. I suspect it is because once they go onto 5G, they would then have to declare it, which might not be politically comfortable.
Yep. I get where they're coming
from. Was there a decision by telecoms to take down that little notification? Can we see that little symbol in other countries? You don't say what model of iPhone you have, but based upon what you've said and what I've observed of phones, here's what I think is probably going on. Where you live, 5G has become available. Your iPhone is 5G capable. and it's now using 5G. So instead of telling you it's 5G, it just doesn't show you anything at all. I've seen that kind of thing happen well before 5G came along, particularly with 4G phones. Like, for example, my de-Googled phone, which is not 5G capable, it's only 4G capable, it never says anything about 4G. But if I go into an area like rurally where only 3G or maybe 2G is only available, then and only then will it pop up a symbol to show me that I'm using some service that is less than what the phone can do on a on a good day.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's if you were to go into your phone settings and turn off 5G, you'll probably find that 4G symbol will just come back.
Okay. That sounds, yeah, that sounds reasonable. I'd go with that.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not hiding it because they want to fry your brain and they don't want you to know about it.
Yeah. It's simpler than that.
Okay. More?
Yes, more. This is to you, Paul. I've enjoyed your sessions with Stephen on a range of topics. Many go over my head. However, I've noticed a few things. One of these is turning off the Wi-Fi router when not required. I started doing this recently with some consistency and began getting text messages from Spark, my internet and cell provider. We've identified a broadband outage in your area. To help you stay connected, we've activated Outage Assist on your eligible Spark mobiles. Outage Assist includes free data, calling and texting. It will remain in your mobile until the outage is fixed. Sorry for the inconvenience. We'll notify you when it's fixed. And then there's a URL so you can track the outage. And so the listener goes on to say the router is often turned off from about midday and may not get started again until the following morning. A follow-up message will come through from Spark once the router is restarted. And Spark say, the outage impacting your broadband service has been fixed. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
So the outage is him turning off his own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so the fact that he fixed his own problem, I wonder if they could claim an allowance from Spark for having worked for them, in inverted commas.
Well, you can turn it on and off and say, look, my thing's so unreliable, and they'd know that, and so I want some compensation.
Yeah, but this kind of highlights that they have control. If you're
they know.
If you were using their router, yes, they do, because it's their router with their software in it.
Ah, right, of course. So, okay, there's a lesson. Go and look for some third party that's not associated with the telco.
Yes, absolutely.
Mind you, you probably couldn't get the deal without the telco. Well, you say router, I say router, but you know.
Hey, this isn't woodworking.
Just sounds better to me. Router. Anyway, they want you to have that, router.
A lot of providers allow you to bring your own these days. I mean, One NZ for a long, long, long time didn't have any deals where you could have your own router. Like if you had a connection, if you said, don't send me one, I know this happened to somebody. They said, do not send me one of your routers. I have one already. And they sent one anyway and then charged for it.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Any more?
Right. One more item.
Yep.
This goes on quite nicely to one of our news items coming up. Somebody writes, the camera in the cab of trucks is already in new trucks. It is monitored to, I think, somewhere in America, which sends texts and phone calls to the owners of the truck. All misdemeanors are logged.
Oh, and that's default. That's standard production in the
And new vehicle. Trucks. And I imagine, too, that you could buy aftermarket systems and retrofit them into older vehicles that don't have those from brand new.
So if you speed or do some or operate the machine outside the program parameters, let's say, alerts are sent to the owner of the truck.
Not just that, but that segues very nicely into a topic, well, not a main topic, but a news item that's reported by the New York Times. The car makers are tracking driving and then they're selling that off to LexisNexis, which is a data broker who I've mentioned few sessions ago, and then that gets sold on to insurance companies who then analyze the data, and then you get customized insurance policies just for you.
Oh, yeah. It's all over then for standard premiums.
Pretty much. So what we need to do at this point is it's not just Tesla doing this kind of thing. It's Chevrolet. There's a whole bunch of car manufacturers doing this. So if your car manufacturer is not doing it today, you can bet top dollar they will be doing it pretty soon.
I wonder how you know, what sort of data would go into, you know, a sliding scale of premiums? What, staying within a certain speed range? You'd have to know what range that you are supposed to be driving, or what location goes with what speed limit, let's say. And what, just the way you operate the machine?
Yes, there's things like, do you go around corners a little too hard and fast, for example?
Oh, okay. So there's a risk.
And then, and then there's things like hard braking. So what's the definition of hard braking? We could go, well, hard braking is if I put my foot on the brake so hard, all my passengers headbutt the dashboard or the wheels in front of them. And the wheels lock up. Is that hard braking? But actually, you have to read privacy policies and things like that, which everyone hates doing unless you're a lawyer in that kind of area. But hard braking quite easily in the sense of an electric vehicle, which has regenerative braking. So you take your foot off the accelerator, and the car, as it decelerates, the energy from the slowing down goes back into charging the battery. That could be considered normal braking. The moment you put your foot on the foot brake and use the brake as that was designed for in the first place, you're hard braking.
So using the brake too much?
Using the brake pedal as designed could be considered hard braking.
And so then you'll have...
And then heart braking.
Yeah, depending on the premium. So then you'll have specific individualized premiums based on all that data.
Yep. And then what happens when, like, I wasn't driving. I lent the car to one of my kids, or my wife/husband used it instead of me. Oh, wait, sorry. Your children are not on the the insurance policies listed drivers.
Naughty, naughty.
Yep.
You can see how we're all going to be. This is digital prison eventually.
Well, this is why we need to say, cut this crap out and stop it right now.
But the argument would be, well, everyone has a choice on product. If you don't want to buy a car with this stuff in it, but I'm picking, you probably won't get insurance eventually unless your car has all this telemetry. And probably most models going forward will have all this anyway. So, yeah, maybe on principle, but you try doing it.
Well, that's why everyone needs to say, well, no to this. And a lot of people will go, well, thank goodness my car doesn't have that stuff. Well, it might not now, but it might very likely will in the future. The opportunity to push back against this is right now, not later on when you find yourself happen to be owning one of these vehicles when they are very well established, plentiful and everywhere, and you have no other choice.
Yep. And the data is for sale is the other thing.
Yes. Everything about you is being monitored and scrutinized and categorized and sold. Remember what happened to owners of heat pumps in Queensland a few weeks ago when they gave up control of their heat pumps for a cashback and they lost control of their heat pumps in the summer?
They can't operate them, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, a long time ago, it was reported that if you wanted your heated seats in your BMW to operate, you needed to pay for it as a subscription for $12 a month.
Well, that's so like the scam of the airlines letting you choose your own seat for, you know, fees.
Yes, but you still get a seat on the aeroplane, even if you don't pay to choose where to sit. But if you're talking about something that doesn't operate... Like, you want your stereo to play music? Well, you need to pay this much money.
Yeah.
So then your car becomes, it's like software as a service. If you use software in the cloud, it keeps going so long as you keep coughing up money for it. It's not a one-time purchase. It's we suck you in and we bleed you dry.
It's the old printer ink cartridge scam ultimately.
Yes, yes.
The product's the loss leader. You just reminded me, my first experience of a heated car seat, all right? It was in America. I went to Wisconsin, and this, well, ultimately Wisconsin, but arrived at Midway Airport in Chicago. It was a reasonably cold evening. It wasn't winter, but it was reasonably chilly. And we stopped to get some gas on the way up, and it was like 11 at night, dark, me and my mate, and this big GMC SUV, I guess. And we're sitting there, and I'm sitting there, and he's getting the gas, and I thought, it feels very warm underneath me, I was thinking, very warm. And I'm thinking, am I all right? You know,
have I wet myself?
Something happened. Anyway, he got in. I said, this car, we're not on fire or anything, are we? And he goes, oh, I turned the heat on the seat. And you know, Kiwi lad, not really used to that. And it was a weird feeling sensation. I didn't like it, actually.
Hmm.
You know, but yeah. all right. What happens when you're driving one of these vehicles that are telling the insurance company how good you are, and then it knows because you're arriving at the first AI fast food restaurant, the medical part of the insurance company is now knows that you're going through the drive-through exactly what you've ordered. They put that together, and there's an even heavier premium because, well, you might have a health problem with a diet like that.
Uh-huh, exactly right. Remember how a long time ago there was AMI, I think it was, had the driver app on the phone, you could do the same thing, but now it's built into cars. But yes, you could find yourself either at one of the McDonald's restaurants in Texas or Pasadena, California, going to Kelly Express by Mr. Flippy, where you can...
Mr. Flippy? Hello.
Yeah, it's basically a robot arm with a spatula. Or a basket of onion rings or fries, whereby you can go and buy yourself a hamburger or a cheeseburger, which is a hamburger with a slice of artificial cheese on it,
yep.
A lettuce wrap, French fries, and a beverage. A beverage being a fizzy drink bottle.
A soda.
And you walk into this restaurant. There's no people in there. You order your burger and... machinery up the back will grind up the mince and then the mince after it's finished grinding it and cook the burger and assemble the whole thing. And there you go.
And there's bingo, no like Star Trek, a little lid opens and there it is.
Yeah, and there it is. And then you've got the way you order is you walk up to one of those screen kiosks and the facial recognition sees who you are and then it knows what you like to order. Uh-huh. And maybe you'd like to order that again, sir. Or maybe you'd like to upsize something. But yes, then, of course, if that gets sold.
The soda. Please upsize the soda.
Well, there are.
Over 8 gallons this time.
Yeah. That would be extremely large here. But, of course, that's probably a normal size.
Well, remember this is not funny, but remember the woman in Southland who died some years ago because of 8 liters of Coke a day or something?
I do recall that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is all AI. There's no humans.
There's no humans.
It reminds me, I know I like to be reminded of things, but I went and they'll get me on this one day. I actually filmed a video for a tobacco company once. It was a good job too. They paid really well. But I had to go and film a cigarette making machine. And kind of an early AI. Because all they did is they just threw in a whole lot of tobacco into a big hopper at one end, and out the other end, a perfectly finished packet of cigarettes arrived.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, machines, backroom machines that manufacture things have always kind of spellbound me, you know?
The engineering.
With what they can do.
The engineering, if you look at it from an engineering perspective, it's very remarkable. But then you go, well, hang on, at what point do we start valuing machinery over somebody having a job?
Yeah. And this is interesting in fast food because that was traditionally the on-ramp to first jobs for young people, knowing how to, you know, make a work commitment, turn up on time every day and get paid fairly. That's going to be a thing of the past.
and also a part-time job that you might have, either to try and make ends meet or to get yourself through some formal education of some description.
Well, wouldn't want to waste your money on that these days.
No.
You know, become a plumber.
Or a veteran turner.
Yeah, you're going to make more money. Okay, now I think you mentioned McDonald's in there because I see too that they've got, I think it's kind of the same thing, AI or automatic McDonald's in Fort Worth, Texas. And a conveyor belt brings you, it's so Star Trek, the conveyor belt brings you the order to the window. It's all automated. But the public aren't liking it.
No.
Someone commented on TikTok, well, there goes millions of jobs. Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah.
In a way, I don't know if this is dreaming, but I think we're all of the generation where this is happening all so fast that we have the opportunity to recognize ourselves as the proverbial frog boiling in the water.
Yeah.
And hopefully notice that we're boiling in the water and go, this isn't cool. We need to do something about it. Because if this was something that dripped in slowly to our society, slowly, we wouldn't notice. But because it's happening so quick, hopefully we can and then react to it and then do something about this, all of this.
The problem with that, that's ideal. But the problem is because these things are always sold on great convenience, people are so happy to embrace it because that's all they see is the convenience. They don't think through the bigger picture.
Yes, and ramifications are not considered.
That's the pattern of play for all of these things, the convenience of it, you know?
Yes.
That always rings the alarm bells now. If I hear the word, it's so convenient, or the word so convenient, I think, oh, God, that's going to be a problem.
That is the red flag, yep. That word.
Okay. Do we want to look more at the tracking conversations we've been having in the last few episodes, or have we got any more news to talk about?
Well, since we're probably tight on time, we'll get back onto some tracking stuff. I've got a few items that people can consider looking at in their digital life. So today we'll talk at, start off with email tracking.
Yep.
Quite a lot of companies these days have hidden trackers in your email. These are known as web beacons, also known as tracking pixels, and they let the sender know when and where you opened a message and the device you read it on.
Yeah.
So okay. These are
why
just
is the device pixel. Important? I've noticed that it's sent on so and so device. So what?
It's not that it's important. It's just that it's additional metadata because your your email client is basically fetching the image, which is a web request like a web browser does. So that's the device information and the version information gets sent along with the request as well. So that's just kind of in the noise. And in 2022, the BBC reported that 2/3 of all emails contained tracking pixels.
Two-thirds.
And that doesn't include spam email that you might get. So this is emails from companies you've signed up with. Maybe you get online shopping and they send you an email about special deals and they know that you've got it when your email client loads the images. So if you used something like Fair Email on Android, which is clever enough to identify what these tracking pixels are, loads all of the images except those ones. So okay. The other end doesn't know that you've read the email because the tracking pixel never got loaded.
So that's one pixel in a graphic.
One pixel, yep. And that one pixel is usually the same color as the background of the email. It could be a white pixel or a black pixel, or it's just part of something else, but it's not something that you would see because it's a single pixel.
And it's only a pixel size because they don't want you to see it.
And when you've got lots of people downloading it, it's, you know, a pixel is nothing.
No, an imperceptible amount of data. Okay, so email, assume that the majority of things on email that contain a graphic have probably got one of these pixels in them.
They probably do. So if you're looking at your email in a web browser, there's an extension you could install called Trocker. It's like the word trucker, but with an O instead of the U.
Mother.
Mother Trocker. You can install that on your web browser, and that will do the job of not loading a pixel.
Okay. All right. That's another Tech Tuesday for this week here at RCR. Feel free to write to the program, 2057 on the text, inbox at realitycheck.radio for the email. They'll go to Stephen, and we'll get to them in our programs as we go through. So good to have you again, Stephen. Interesting topics. Mr. Flippy.
It reminds me of Forky from Toy Story 4.
Oh, okay.
It's just something in the name. Forky, right. And Flippy.
Wasn't there Mr. Blobby? That was Noel Edmonds' thing. Hi, Noel, if you're listening. new character here, Mr. Flippy. All right. Good to see you again, Stephen. We'll talk again in a week's time.
Sounds good when I wind up my key again for another week.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.